Grand Marais Art Colony and Spirit of the Wilderness Episcopal Church are collaborating on an exhibit called The Stations of the Cross. The exhibit opens at the Art Colony on Sunday. And here in the main studio, there are a number of artworks evocative of the Easter season. And with me is Amy Demmer, who is director of the Art Colony.
The Stations of the Cross is an interesting exhibit because it's a very typical biblical themed concept. But what we asked artists to do is look at it in a local context. And we sent the invitation out to people of all religious backgrounds. We said, you don't have to be a Christian to participate. We just want you to think about and meditate on what the concepts are behind the stations and go from there. We have 27 artists. There are 14 stations that we've chosen. I think that's typical in the Catholic Church, but we've also included Resurrection and the Garden of Gethsemane, so we have a couple of extras. We have pretty much two artists per station. I think maybe there's one station that has three artists.
And this is, of course, running through the Easter season.
Correct. It starts on this Sunday, March 21st, and then we have a couple of special times. Good Friday, we're going to have an evening of live music so that people can kind of come and walk the stations and meditate on the stations with some background music. And then also we have a celebration on Easter, which is the last day of the exhibit, and there'll be live music on that day as well.
With me are some artists who have placed their work in the exhibit. Let's start with
Sandy Pillsbury Gretzens.
Well, Sandy, tell us something about the work that you've got here and why you wanted to be a part of this exhibition.
Well, this piece is the 11th station, which represents Jesus as being nailed to the cross. I typically don't work figuratively. I am more of a nature artist. I like to work in metaphor. I've used the waterfall and river as a metaphor for our struggles in life, and that's what I wanted to portray in this painting, is the sheer agony and torrent of being nailed to a cross. And the cross itself is actual logs in the river, and then the red oxide represents the blood of Christ. But even though there's all this agony and crashing into rocks and all of this almost negative energy, we do have hope in the resurrection. And like Christ, there is a beginning and an end. The river does have a beginning and an end, and Christ is our Alpha and Omega. I did a lot of research on the stations. I went to a couple of Catholic churches and looked at the stations. I went online and I went to the hardware store and I bought nails because I wanted to see, because the scientific research shows that the nails they used to nail Jesus to the cross were between 6 and 8 inches long. So I actually went out and bought some nails just to see what that would look like.
My name is Rose Cadera Vestila. I work with stoneware primarily. The work I have is, the main piece is the Station 9, Jesus Falls the Third Time. And it's a combination of functional pottery, a bowl, the three-dimensional sculpture embedded into the interior of the bowl. The reason I wanted that bowl three-dimensional look was so that we would see Jesus fall, literally, into the third dimension, so that we could all get that sense of the fall. And my intention in the piece is to relate to that part in all of us that carries our cross, carries our sufferings and falls, and the hope that comes after that with rising and getting up and continuing on.
I'm Maureen Bizet.
Maureen, tell us something about the work that we're looking at right now.
The work that you see in front of you is a collaboration that I did with Nancy Daly. Anyone who knows Nancy knows she's a wonderful paper artist, and it was exciting to be able to do something together. I am a writer, so I created poetry, and she and I played with images together, and the collaboration was a great process because we were back and forth, you know, with emails and calls and visits, tweaking the images, changing the images, tweaking the words, changing the words. And we both knew when we got where we wanted to be, and that, you know, it was just lovely serendipity. I really wanted to be part of this exhibit because, I guess, Stations of the Cross were a big part of my upbringing. I don't embrace that background anymore, but I really recognize the good that it gave me and the power of ritual that I learned that I appreciate. So what I wanted to do was revisit Stations of the Cross and put a twist on it that really worked for the spirituality that I resonate with today.
Stations of the Cross begins this Sunday and runs through Sunday, April 4th at the Grand Marais Art Colony. For WTIP News, I'm Jay Anderson.